Well, an international arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may be in the works. Well, according to Dubai police chief, he will issue one if there is a proven link between Israeli spy agency Mossad and the killing of a Hamas commander, Mahmoud al-Mabhouh. With the story unfolding right out of a spy movie, seven individuals with European passports are said to have been involved in the murder in Dubai in January of 2010. Now Britain and Israel may be headed for a diplomatic collision course as allegedly fake British passports of several UK citizens living in Israel were used by the hit squad. Now British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is calling for a full investigation, and some British opposition members say if Israel has been involved, it would be a serious breach of trust between nations.
I'd be very surprised if they weren't involved. I mean, I think this is a no-brainer. If Hamas is the target and the killing was done in this way, there's virtually no other organization but Mossad that could have done it. And then if you add to that the fact that the passports came from Israel, and you look at the history of Mossad operations abroad, I really think, you know, we're wasting our time if we look elsewhere. This operation had at least 11 people involved, possibly up to 17. No organization, private organization, could have done that, and no country has the motivation to attack Hamas members like that, particularly a Hamas leader who is accused himself of having killed two Israeli soldiers. I think it's a bit of a joke if we go on dilly-dallying about who did it. Mossad did it, but the Israelis will never own up. Just as the same way that the Israelis have never owned up to having one of the world's largest nuclear arsenals. That's not their tactic. Their tactic is, if you don't admit it, nothing's going to happen to you. And in a way, it's going to be impossible to prove, because I'd almost bet the jacket I'm sitting in here that they'll never find any of those 11 people. They've melted into the world in different identities. They left no fingerprints. They left no evidence except those TV films on CCTV footage, but they're not going to prove anything to anybody. This is a classic Mossad operation, and we could sit here all night going through the different ones that have been carried out abroad, going back to the kidnapping of Eichmann, the Nazi killer, in the 60s, backwards and forwards. They don't always work out, of course, but this one worked out from the Israeli point of view, in that they got their man and they got away. And now, of course, in some bizarre way, it's to their power that everybody said, oh, maybe Mossad did it. They're so powerful they can do this abroad. So they're almost laughing if they didn't do it, but I'm certain they did.
Okay, let me turn to Washington and get former CIA officer Mr. Philip Giraldi in on this. Is this a classic Mossad operation?
Yes, I would agree, absolutely. This has Mossad's fingerprints all over it. There's no one else who really had a motive to do this, and the way they carried it out is the way they've carried out a number of operations elsewhere in the world. One thing I would add, however, is the fact that my initial the reports that I've received indicate that this was not exactly a smooth-running operation. It was not exactly bungled either, in that they succeeded in doing what they wanted. But they apparently were filmed on CCTV doing things like going into a bathroom, changing into a disguise, and coming out looking differently, and doing a lot of things that are referred to in the intelligence profession as tradecraft that were very, very amateurish. In a way, it reminded me of the truly terrible CIA abduction of a Muslim cleric off the street of Milan in 2003. Just very, very bad tradecraft, and to me a sign that to commit 17, as possibly as many as 17 officers to pull off this kind of operation and to do it in this kind of fashion does not speak well of Mossad.
Well, what do you say about that? Because Mossad is very known for carrying out what has been said, their assassinations, if you want to say, or other things that they have taken place with efficiency. So if Mossad is involved in this, are they becoming less efficient, or how do you see it, Mr. Giraldi?
Well, I think the signs that they're becoming less good at this sort of thing have been there for years. Two Mossad agents are currently in a prison in New Zealand after trying to obtain passports in New Zealand. The Mossad bungled an operation in Jordan in which they attempted an assassination. And they obviously, one of the most famous cases was in Norway, where they wound up killing a Moroccan waiter rather than a terrorist. So they have had a long history of bungling, and the fact is that as fewer and fewer Israeli Jews speak the languages of the Middle East as fluently as they once did, they're not as effective in getting into other countries and carrying out these kinds of operations.
Okay, now, Mr. Walker, an Israeli official has said that it's just about impossible in 2010 for someone to enter Dubai with fake passports. What's your take on that?
An Israeli official said that. Well, that's patent nonsense. As we know, the passports were faked, and these gentlemen and one lady did enter. I must say, just to follow up on that very good analysis from your ex-CIA colleague there, I have heard it only partly jokingly said that the Mossad needed a bit of a training run. Dubai wasn't a great threat, so this is sort of regarded almost possibly as a partial training exercise as to why they put so many people in with it. Because I totally agree with his analysis that 17 people were quite an enormous number to put into a case like this, where you wouldn't need that many. So that's one of the question marks. But I mean, whoever's Israeli remarks, official remarks on this, must not be taken at face value, because they're just not going to admit it. No Israeli prime minister is going to get up in the Knesset and said, yes, we had a very successful operation in the luxury hotel in Dubai. We managed to put a pillow over the face of a Hamas man and kill him. They don't need to do that. The rest of the world's media is doing it for them. They just need to say nothing.